They have something called a cold strawberry soup, a fruit soup. And then it goes into the main meals. Oriental golden rice with tofu, peanut Thai rice saute. Now, Gary said I should take this home. I'm not going to be very ambitious, but I am going to try something that I saw here, something that caught my eye, something that I think it's easy for me to make and prepare. Ooh, this looks nice. Sweet raspberry blueberry crumble. Mm-mm. And then in the back of the book, as Gary said, the other half of the book, not the back of the book, the other half of the book are the protocols, the introduction to protocols, immune health protocol, allergies protocol, brain health, cancer protocol, cardiovascular disease protocol, diabetes, and so on. Now, this is for a $50 contribution, and many of you have called up for that. $50. We thank you so much for understanding, and 516-620-3602, we're doing all that we can to keep the programming going, in many cases doing programming along with engineering, hosting along with engineering. So we're doing what we can to keep radio station WBAI going forward. And the number to call for this Healing Foods Cookbook, Gary Knoll's brand new book, The Healing Foods Cookbook, a $50 pledge, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Yo, this is G Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
This country, a huge geographical entity, has been an empire more or less from the word go.
The word American next to the word empire is impossible. It's an oxymoron. The two words don't fit at all. But unfortunately, something has changed, hasn't it? The definition of empire didn't change, but the definition of American did.
The notion is that what's good for America is good for the world. I think if I had to describe what the American empire is, it's that notion that Americans know best. And really it's getting more and more resented in the world because this system is really not working. It's really in many ways killing the planet.
Americans don't want to think that we're an empire. We don't want to think that we are exerting military power and imposing it on the world. As a nation, our policies exist to impose our will and very often financially gain from the resources and the labor of other peoples.
We in the United States don't realize that our corporations have created this very subtle, very clandestine empire. It's been done in secret, and that's extremely dangerous because if democracy is built on the premise that you have an informed electorate, and if the electorate doesn't understand the most basic premise of our foreign policy, which is taking resources and markets from around the world, we can't vote intelligently, which means we cannot be a true democracy.
After the fall of communism, there is no other empire or countervailing force left in the world. So the United States today occupies a unique position in the history of the world. It is the only empire that exists. There is none other. And this is the first time in recorded history that it has ever happened that there is only one country, one empire.
American Empire. Hello, everyone. I am Christine Blosdale. So very happy to be joining you. I am going to be bringing you content that The reason why you listen to WBAI, the reason you listen to Pacifica Radio is just for this content, this analysis that I'm going to be bringing you. This documentary, American Empire, is from director Petraea Patrick, a Pacifica listener herself and filmmaker, who has taken so much time to spell out to you, to me, to anyone who will listen, the issues that are surrounding the empire and the problems that the empire presents to civilization itself. The control and greed that has taken place is slowly, well, and much more rapidly lately, destroying civilization, simply put. And it has to be stopped, and it has to be changed for a much more sustainable future for all of us, for our children and our grandchildren. And in this documentary, you are going to hear from that. Well, that voice that you heard was Tariq Ali in that last clip, but also John Perkins. He is the gentleman who wrote the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, how he went around to different countries, going to leaders and basically making an offer that they should not refuse, saying that we'd like to give you some money. You and your family and your family's kids will be taken care of for a very, very long time. All you have to do is sell out your people and give us your resources, whatever they are, the natural resources of that country. And he was successful in many cases. In some cases, he wasn't. And, well, let's just put it this way. Those people who decided to not take his offer, many of them are no longer with us. So empire is a very, very vast and controlling thing. And this is something that is explained so well in this documentary. Gerald Celente is in this as well, who I am a huge fan of. If I ever get to meet him, I will be a very happy camper. You will also hear G. Edward Griffin. You will hear from Dennis Kucinich, Bernie Sanders, Francis Moore LePay. Also in this documentary is John Robbins of the Baskin and Robbins Empire, who gave it all away. Said he wasn't going to continue the business because it was horrible on the environment. It was horrible to animals, cruel, and the health ramifications of fatty ice cream and what it did to people. And he took a stand, and he's a very brave man for shunning millions upon millions of dollars. Vandana Shiva is in this as well. Amy Goodman, Jeffrey Smith, the GMO guru, he's in this. Charlotte Gerson, talking about alternative cancer treatments, and so many others are in this amazing documentary. I've gone on record before. I will say it again. It is my favorite all-time documentary. I've been doing this for many, many years. I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of films throughout my career here at Pacifica. And American Empire is by sure the favorite film that I have come across. We're offering it to you for a $100 contribution by calling 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Now, I want you to know how very special this is. This is not something that you can just go off and get, you know, at your Netflix or something like that. This is very, very special because I have been working for almost a year with the filmmaker trying to get this available. We have just been given permission from Petraea Patrick, who I had interviewed just the other day, an amazing woman who appreciates Pacifica so much. She made sure that we were the first to get this important documentary. So I want you to know that when you call that number, 516-620-3602, not only are you contributing to your favorite radio station that you depend on to bring you this kind of analysis that goes beyond the matrix, right? That shows you, that goes beneath the surface, that is much more than a soundbite by a sexy journalist on CNN, Anderson Cooper, okay? With all the glitz and the glamour and the beauty, they're not telling you what's really going on in your world. And an uninformed electorate basically is putty in their hands. American Empire, it's yours for a $100 contribution. This is very sacred. This is very special. $100 by calling 516-620-3602. I want to have as many of you calling, and I would love to raise $3,000, $4,000, maybe $5,000. Raising $5,000 would be fantastic. If you want to get some amazing content, this is your opportunity to get that and also to help this radio station. 516-620-3602. In order to make $5,000, I need your help. And I'm going to send out the bat signal right now. I am going to try and encourage people who have the wherewithal, who have the ability, and you know who you are. You know that life has been good to you. Maybe you've been very lucky in certain circumstances. Maybe you've worked really hard to get where you are, but you have the ability maybe to pledge more than $100. Maybe you can pledge $500 or $1,000 or $5,000. A $1,000 pledge would be fantastic because we can start a speed round where I will encourage other listeners. We'll basically double your money. Your $1,000 contribution, which is a complete tax deduction, okay? Your $1,000 contribution will then spur, we're going to try and get another $1,000 to match in the next few minutes. So it's going to be a very fun, and it's going to be wonderful if we can get some angels out there to call up and pledge $1,000 or even maybe $5,000. My goodness, that would be fantastic. And again, if you want some goodies, we've got some goodies. If you want a gift for your donation, $100, you can get the American Empire DVD, brand new, available from the filmmaker for Pacifica. We also have something called the American Empire Organic Food Pack. This is what basically is a dollar a day. It's $365 tax deductible contribution. You get American Empire, the DVD. You get a brand new documentary on food and on, in particular, on vegetarian food, vegan food. It's called Plan Eat. It has Dr. Caldwell Esselton, Dr. T. Colin Campbell from the China Study talking about the science behind what we eat and the disastrous health effects from a high-protein diet. Also, you get The World According to Monsanto. It's a two-disc set, DVD and CD. In the American Empire DVD, it goes into great detail about this insane multinational corporation that gets away patenting life. And it talks about, in The World According to Monsanto, it talks about the long history of this company. And it's a fantastic two-disc set. But also, you get in the American Empire Organic Food Pack, you get a garden kit. This garden kit comes in a collectible tin. It's from Peaceful Valley. These are all certified organic seed packs. You get lots and lots of them. The different varieties in the tin are carrots, summer squash, green zucchini, beans, cucumbers, beets, cherry tomatoes, lettuce, pumpkins, peas, radishes. You get all of those different seed types, and you can grow your own food, which is what we are encouraging you to do, is to take responsibility for your food and especially make sure that it's not GMO. And in order to do that, you need certified organic seeds. And this is our gift to you if you get the American Empire Organic Food Pack by calling 516-620-3602. Okay, so it's been outlined. You can pledge $100, we'll give you the DVD, American Empire. You pledge $365, you get the food pack, the organic food pack. If you can pledge at the $1,000 level, we'll give you whatever assortment of goodies you want. But if you could do that now, the beginning of the show, $1,000 or a $5,000 pledge, you, my friends, are going to double your money. It's like giving this radio station twice as much money as you're pledging. So call right now, 516-620-3602. We're going to go now to a clip from this amazing documentary, my all-time favorite. It can be yours, too. Let's listen now to American Empire.
What we really can be certain of is that we can't stay on this course. I mean, no rational person assumes that we can continue on this course.
If we keep going where we're going, it really is off a cliff. It's off a cliff environmentally, it's off a cliff socially, it's off a cliff as far as poverty and wealth, and definitely off a cliff as far as any real democratic control over the United States of America.
Every element of society has been taken over by a few.
You can't count on the system. The system is about to crash.
If you look at where we're headed as a nation and a species, we're going where no one in their right mind would want to go. This is a very decisive moment. We have to literally choose our future as a nation and as a species.
This total, uncritical acceptance of capital and corporate power is not the way that the world is going to move forward. An alternative to that is what needs to be mounted. And on its success or failure will depend the future, not just of this country, but of the planet.
Our corporate empire is based on the economy, not on what will sustain us in the future. This empire is using up our water and our land in a way that affects us all. The housing development is causing deforestation, turning our land into deserts, using more water than the area has in their watershed. Our dependence on the empire causes privatization of water, water shortages, and a terrifying future of water scarcity. Our giant agriculture is causing dust bowls, the loss of topsoil, and poisoning our water table. Our living on the grid means we're attached to a system where our food is owned and controlled by corporate powers. And even though there are answers, corporations stand in the way of any progress. Capitalism now is only for the richest players of the empire. How did we get here?
Very seldom do we think about money in terms of how it comes into existence and who controls it. Who controls the flow of money in the sense of who controls the flow of credit? Who can borrow money at the best interest rates? Who can have access to these markets? Who can put together a giant corporation? Who can dominate a particular field? Who can merge giant companies together using the banking system as a source of funding and make all of these mergers happen and these giant financial transactions? Those things are beyond the scope of most of us. You know, we don't think about that. And yet that's really where the action is. And the people who make those decisions, in a very real sense, they determine our lives. They control our lives. And we don't even know that they're there.
So who got the money?
To financial institutions in Europe and other countries.
Which ones?
I don't know.
$500 trillion and you don't know who got the money?
Who owns this country? Not its people. It is owned essentially, as is the case elsewhere in the world, by the rich and the very rich, which George W. Bush, when he was president, put in his sort of memorable words, we're on the side of the haves and the have-mores.
Our founding fathers gave Congress the power to print money. But in the early 19th century, a national bank was created, and they took control of the money. President Andrew Jackson realized that the National Bank had too much power to control the economy through the debt and dictatorship of paper money. Jackson forced the National Bank to close. The people had learned from Jackson to never accept a central bank.
The Constitution says, no money shall be drawn from the Treasury but in consequence of appropriations made by law. Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision of the Constitution to hand out $500 trillion to foreigners?
Congress approved it in the Federal Reserve Act.
When I got into the study of the Federal Reserve System, I found myself right in the middle of these big issues involving money. Is it a government agency? Most people think it is. I thought it was. And it wasn't until I actually started to research this thing called inflation. How does that happen? That leads directly to the Federal Reserve System, because that is the engine of inflation. And I suddenly realized that this thing is not a government agency at all. What is it? It's a cartel. In 1910, the heads of the most powerful banking institutions in the United States got together, and they decided to write a piece of legislation which would be offered to the American people, supposedly as a means of controlling the banking industry.
These powerful bankers meet secretly in New York. One by one, they arrive at the train station, not acknowledging that they know each other. They get on a private car at the back of the train. They use first name basis so their identity is not known to the porters and servants. They take the 1,000-mile train trip to a secret destination.
These men went to a private island called Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia, where they could be away from all the prying eyes of the newspaper reporters. And that is where these six men spent a week and one day, sitting around a table, and they hammered out the legislation which eventually became the Federal Reserve Act.
That was from the documentary American Empire. It is one of my, well, I'll say it, it's my favorite documentary that I have ever come across in my time here at Pacifica. It is available finally I have been working so hard to get this to you, my lovelies, and it is finally available right now, hot off the press. American Empire, yours for a mere $100 contribution, $8.33 a month. It's a tax-deductible contribution, 516-620-3602. It breaks it all down. We're talking about not only the Federal Reserve, which most people haven't a clue about. They think it's FedEx. They think it's some government institution where there's, you know, watchdogs looking over and making sure. Well, I mean, no. When you learn about the cabal who created it, and they did it for a reason, and who benefits from it. And in that clip, there was a Senate hearing where a gentleman was asking Ben Bernanke, why did you give $500 billion, our dollars, taxpayer dollars, you and me, yes, when we get our little measly paycheck and you see how many taxes are taken out, that money goes somewhere, right? It goes to war. And it goes to these foreign banks. $500 billion. And Ben Bernanke says, well, it's written in the Federal Reserve Act. You know, sorry, we can do it. Nobody asked. And the corporate media never talks about it. Do you see, my loves? Do you understand the importance of supporting WBAI? The importance of supporting Pacifica Radio at this time? Because things are being done in your name with your tax dollars, and you haven't a clue. Because the one institution in our great American democracy is supposed to be journalistic integrity. It's supposed to be the media. It's supposed to be the watchdogs, right? Bernstein, where are you? Woodward, they're gone. Nobody is checking in. Nobody is telling you what's going on and the really bad things that are happening. We are. But we're not just telling you the bad things that are happening. We're telling you that there are solutions. There are people out there itching to make progress on this and to change the situation around. That's what this documentary is about. It lays it all out. Find out how you're being lied to. Find out what is being done with your dollars, with your children's future. Find out. We don't want to wait until it's too late. Find out now. 516-620-3602. $100 gets you American Empire. Again, I have worked so very hard to get this to you. I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to share this with others. Have screenings, talk about it, discussions, hand this out to people. 516-620-3602. If you can pledge more, this would be fantastic. We have a fantastic pack for you. We have the American Empire Organic Food Pack, which has the DVD. We're playing clips from American Empire. Plan Eat. A DVD that is going to definitely get you into a healthier food regimen. After you see the science, after you see the actual scans of people who have reversed heart disease because of changing their diet, you have The World According to Monsanto, two-disc set, tells you all of the dirty deeds this company has done. It's two discs, and you get your own, very own organic seed kit with tons of seeds. They're all certified organic for you to grow your own food. Show your children that food does not come from a supermarket. 516-620-3602. That is available for a dollar a day. We call it the dollar a day pack, but it's the American Empire Organic Food Pack. Just remember, American Empire Pack, and call right now. That number is 516-620-3602. If you can pledge at the $1,000 level or $5,000 level, I would love right now to call out your name. I will call out your name. I will scream your name from the highest hills if you call up and pledge $1,000 or $5,000. Or you can call up and remain anonymous, and you can get our matching pledge extravaganza on its way. You are going to be the controller of me. You are going to be the director of me. 516-620-3602. Because when you pledge $1,000 or $5,000, you're going to magically make that money double. Let's show them the real money tricks instead of the Federal Reserve. $500 billion going to foreign banks. Ben. 516-620-3602. American Empire, it's yours for a $100 contribution. If you can pledge more, please do right now. This radio station is worth saving, don't you think? 516-620-3602. Pledge at $100 level. You get the DVD, American Empire. Amy Goodman is in it. Vandana Shiva, John Robbins, John Perkins, Gerald Celente, my hero. I love him. Also, you get in this G. Edward Griffin, Tariq Ali, so many people, David Corton, my goodness, Jeffrey Smith, Charlotte Gerson, so many people. I'm not even going to name them all, but there's just so many experts in this that give you the analysis, they give you the information so you can become a better citizen. 516-620-3602. Won't my angel come out? Where are you? Where are you, my little loves? $1,000 will get this match game going. 516-620-3602. We're going back now. Let's listen.
This country is based on due process of law. The Patriot Act took away habeas corpus.
Because of the Patriot Act, they can come like stormtroopers into your house, and they don't need the order of a judge. A policeman can simply think that something is going on in that house, and on the basis of his thought, which is purely subjective, policemen can come into your house.
It is absolutely the case that civil liberties have been curtailed, that surveillance is widespread, that the state now has powers to do more or less what it wants.
We never voted for surveillance. It came along with the right to look into our computers. This is not freedom. This is not the ideals of a republic.
So we're being watched all the time. Big Brother is in control.
The empire has step by step taken over our economy, our food, our water, and our prosperity. These people will not just hand over power. What happens when we fight for a sustainable world?
So there's going to be tremendous resistance because the status quo is very powerful and it's going to resist us. The big corporations are going to resist us.
Clearly, there would be attempts made to try and suppress it and possibly even shoot at them. Who knows? I mean, this has happened before in the United States in the 70s when you had the killings in Kent State. The U.S. military and other forces allied to it are quite capable of shooting their own people.
When young men are recruited, and women too, are recruited into the American military, there is now a questionnaire that they're given. It says, if you were asked upon by your leaders to fire on Americans, would you do so? And the number of responses that are now yes is amazingly high.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
You never expect to do this in your own country.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do.
Whose side are the police and military going to be on when the systems begin to break down?
I think the empire is unveiling itself. In many respects, it's becoming pretty obvious that dastardly deeds are being done.
We don't want to go to sleep at night wondering, is our food safe? Does our doctor really have our best interest in mind? Are our politicians working against us, even though they're asking for our support? But the reality is, we're living in a world where there is a merger between commercial interests and political interests. Classically, that, if you look it up in the dictionary, that's called fascism.
When do we stand up for our country and get our independence back and make this once again a sustainable country? Where are the demonstrations? Where is our moral outrage?
First place the revolution begins, it's in the consciousness of mankind. Dare to think differently. Break the cubicle. Dare to take a risk. We have forgotten that it is we the people that founded this nation, and we the people can restore the nation, and we do have the power, and we do have the strength.
That was a clip from American Empire. Folks, we are running out of time, and I'm so very happy to see the phone lines lighting up and the calls coming in. Be like these other fine folks who are right now picking up American Empire, my favorite documentary of all time. Working here at Pacifica, I've seen a lot. This, my friends, has it all. And it's inspirational, and it gets you going, that you can make a difference. Don't sit back and let them do this. 516-620-3602. We have some calls that have come in. in. Keep those calls coming in. I literally have just a few minutes. If you want to pledge at the $100 level, you can get the American Empire DVD. It's called American Empire, An Act of Collective Madness. It features Amy Goodman, Gerald Celente, David Corton, Tariq Ali, G. Edward Griffin, John Perkins, so many amazing people. Vandana Shiva is in this. Charlotte Gerson, so many amazing people. Talks about the Patriot Act, Big Brother, solutions, what we can do. It talks about the World Trade Organization. Oh my God. It talks about whistleblowers. It talks about the use of military for corporate interests. It talks about our tax dollars, what they're going to. It talks about the fact that this absurd idea that it is illegal in many places in the United States to collect water. Yeah. It talks about our food system. It talks about GMOs. It talks about Monsanto. It talks about the civil liberties. It talks about so many issues of grave importance that's not covered by the corporate media. It's not covered by the very media that you pay the cable bill to lie to you about. This documentary is so powerful. Please call right now. 516-620-3602. I've got to go. I'm totally out of time. Oh, my God. I want to thank everyone who's called in. Keep those calls coming in. Please, folks, don't stop. Keep those lines coming. There's phone answers waiting for your call. 516-620-3602. $100 gets you American Empire. I want to thank you all so very much again for joining me. And thanks so much to everyone for your support and love and kindness to me. I'm Christine Blasdale. It's been my pleasure. Stay tuned for more incredible programming coming your way right here.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board will be having a meeting on Sunday, August 7th at 1 o'clock at the 60 Wall Street Atrium. Everything is open for discussion, including programming and ways to make the station stronger. Again, the WBAI Community Advisory Board will be having a meeting on Sunday, August 7th at 1 o'clock at the 60 Wall Street Atrium. All are welcome.
Hi, this is Jake Sufnarowski, former talent buyer at Wetlands Preserve. When I'm not driving my gas-guzzling SUV, texting my friends in my handheld mobile device, or listening to my local Clear Channel affiliate, I'm definitely tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York City, 99.5 FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Action here on listener-supported community radio WBAI in New York. I'm Mark Hannay, Director of Metro New York Healthcare for All and a member of the Health Action Collective that brings you this program every week. And I'm joined in studio this week by my colleague and fellow producer co-host Catherine Davis.
And here I am with you. And this is a really incredibly powerful program, and I am looking forward to listening to this interview again. And I am encouraging all of you who are listening to make that phone call, 516-620-3602, and we'll tell you a little bit more about why we're asking you to make that phone call.
So we're doing a special today on kind of navigating and surviving, if you will, the healthcare system, which is incredibly complex in the United States. And it can get pretty technical. So we've got a couple of resources available today that we're going to be talking about and hearing about. One is the Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. It's a how-to guidebook written by Leslie Michelson, who is CEO, founder, and chairman of Private Health Management, which is a patient-focused consultant company based in Los Angeles, but they have a website and all kinds of information available. He has a long history as a patient advocate in the healthcare system, working with people, particularly with very serious and life-threatening conditions. And he's written this book for kind of the rest of us to get a sense of how we can navigate the system and make it work for us. So that's one book that we have available today. And we're going to be hearing an interview I conducted with him last fall about the book when it first came out. And the second book we're going to be talking about is The Healthcare Survival Guide, Cost-Saving Options for the Suddenly Unemployed and Anyone Else Who Wants to Save Money, which is written by Martin Rosen and Annie Leibovitz. So we'll be talking about those books today and offering them to you as a package for your contribution of $75 to WBAI. The pledge line to call is 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602, or you can go on the web to give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2wbai.org. I want to thank everybody who responded so well to our special last week that we did on the food matters. We did really well. It was a really good sign that people like and listen to this program, and we're going to ask you to do the same again this week to help the station out and to help your brain and your own ears out. And again, we'll be focusing today on the Healthcare Survival Guide and the Patient's Playbook.
Yes, and for that pledge of $75, you'll receive both of these books. But it's a limited offer because we are limiting it to the amount of copies that we have here on the premises. So for those of you who are proactive and make that phone call, 516-620-3602. Both of these books are here in living color, and they can be sent to you once your pledge is processed. So please do make that phone call, 516-620-3602. And it's a pledge of $75, which is actually a great discount to the last time we offered this. So this is an opportunity for you to support WBAI and for you to have these books, both as almost like a first aid kit, a survival guide, something that you can bring to use as you move forward in your life. You never know when you're going to need the Patient's Playbook or the Healthcare Survival Guide. For your pledge of $75, call 516-620-3602 and ask for the Patient's Playbook and Healthcare Survival Guide 2-book pack. It's a mouthful, but it's a lot of information as well.
Really good resources for you. Yeah, last fall when the Patient's Playbook came out and we did the initial interview and featured it on a Fund Drive special, it did really well. And author and his publisher were kind enough to donate a whole box of books for us. So yes, we've got some left. So we're trying to kind of clean house a little bit here in WBAI. Same thing for the Healthcare Survival Guide. So really help us get this out the door, get yourself some good information, help the station maintain its financial viability. You can kill 3 birds with 1 stone, all for a pledge of $75 to the station for this book package today, The Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love by Leslie Michelson, and The Healthcare Survival Guide, Cost-Saving Options for the Suddenly Unemployed and Anyone Else Who Wants to Save Money. That includes many of us, I'm quite sure, by Martin Rosen and Abby Leibovitz. So the number to call, 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. Or you can go online to give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2wbai.org, and make your pledge there and select this package for
today's help action. So you want to go to the interview?
Yes. So let's start. I did an interview with Leslie Michelson last fall. And it mirrors the 3 sections of the book that he offers. We have 3 components we'll be sharing with you on today's program. The first section of the book is how to be prepared. That's how to get yourself ready before you have a serious medical situation arise, so that you're kind of ready to go when the circumstances arrive. Hopefully they don't, but I dare say at some point all of us in our lives, either ourselves or someone we know or love in our family or circle of friends, is going to face this situation and need this information. Mm-hmm. The second section is about what to kind of do when emergencies arise and how do you find the experts that you really need to talk to and use as medical providers. And then the third thing is kind of what do you do as a patient, your overall strategies, when a serious illness strikes, such as cancer or whatnot. So we'll be featuring some sections of all of those interviews, all those sections in the interview that I did. We'll start with the first one about how to be prepared. The way you interact with your doctors and hospitals could be dangerous to your health. Here are some take charge steps. Find and partner with a good primary physician, complete your personal health binder, and round up your wellness team. So let's hear all about that as we talk a little bit with Leslie Michelson, author of The Patient's Playbook.
Welcome to Health Action Special here on WBAI listener-supported community radio.
I'm Mark Hannay.
We're discussing the new book just out called The Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. Our guest is the author of the book, Leslie D. Michelson, who's the CEO of Private Health Management, a firm based in Los Angeles, a longtime medical case management expert in the field. Welcome to Health Action, Mr. Michelson.
And Mark, thank you so much.
And if you don't mind, I'll call you Leslie through the interview. Will that work? Okay.
Please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, what's the purpose of the book? Why did you write this based on your long career? And maybe you could tell us a little bit about your background and the process.
Sure. You know, healthcare is the most important service that everyone in our economy receives. We have a notion that you can get the very best healthcare in the world in the United States. And that's true. But we also have a notion that it's the wealthiest people that get the best medical care. But that's not true. In my experience, over 30 years of helping people from all walks of life, the people who get the very best medical care are not the wealthiest people, but the people who are the savviest healthcare consumers. So I wrote the Patient's Playbook to distill down everything I've learned from helping thousands of patients over almost three decades so that you and everyone else can learn how to become an effective healthcare consumer, learn how to find the best physicians to make better choices and get better outcomes.
Your book is full of personal stories, which really exemplify a lot of the concepts that you lay out in the book, and we'll talk about that as we go through our interview today. But you have your own story that actually got you started. Would you like to share that with us?
I'd be happy to. My career in healthcare actually started about 45 miles from where you're sitting right now. I was born and bred in suburban New Jersey, Union, New Jersey. I was a senior in high school, 17 years old. The year was 1968. My dad, who was the most important person in my life, came home one night, visibly scared, very upset. I said, "Dad, what's wrong?" What he said to me was that he'd been to the cardiologist that morning, and the cardiologist told him he needed open heart surgery. Now, I didn't know what that was, but I read his body language. Those words together were very frightening to me. I couldn't sleep that night. I couldn't function the next day at school. And when I got home from school the next afternoon, I picked up the phone, dialed Lenox Hill Hospital in New York, asked for the chairman of cardiology, and made an appointment for my dad to get a second opinion. My dad went to the appointment. When he came home that night, 2 weeks later, I said, "Dad, what did he say?" The chairman of cardiology told my dad, "There's nothing wrong with your heart. You don't need the surgery. And the physician who was recommending it should be shot in the public square." So my dad didn't have the surgery. He lived almost 40 more years, never had a heart problem, died of something totally unrelated. So I got four decades of my wonderful dad. He got to know my wife. He got to know my daughters. And changed my life, changed the trajectory of my entire family because I made one phone call.
And that's the bug that bit you and got you on this trail.
That's where it started. About 20 years later, when I was trying to figure out what to do with my career after I'd practiced law for a while, I met a physician who was the head of the Health Services Research Program at RAND, who had just published literature demonstrating, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, demonstrating that 44% of all open-heart surgeries were either unnecessary or counterproductive. And as Mark Twain famously said, there are two important days in your life, the day that you're born and the day that you figure out why. And Mark, that's the day I figured out why. Everything I've done since then has been motivated to make sure that no one else has the problem that my dad would have had he gone forward with that surgery.
So that leads to our interview today about your new book, just out, The Patient's Playbook. We're speaking with Leslie Michelson, author of the book, The Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. The book is really a good how-to book on various aspects of medical care, and it's sort of arranged in three sections. The first part is about how to be prepared. What's the basic concept here that you're trying to get across to readers about how to be prepared, and then we can get into some of the specifics?
Sure. We Americans prepare for so many things in life. We prepare by way of education for a career. We prepare for retirement. We even plan vacations and trips. We prepare to save money so our kids can get college educated. But when it comes to our medicine and our health care, for some reason we're not forward-looking. But it turns out that if you do prepare and get yourself ready for what is inevitable, ultimately for all of us, that we'll get sick at some point in time, that preparation will enable you to have the foundation in place to really get the very best medical care in the world. And there's pieces to it that absolutely everybody can do, and I go through it in the book so that people have specific guidance to help them.
The first chapter and the first step that you talk about is having the right primary care physician. For those who may not be familiar, what is a primary physician? What does he or she do? What is his or her role and function?
So the primary care physician is an internist, a pediatrician, potentially an OBGYN or a family practitioner. That's the person who should be the quarterback for your health. They're a person with whom you should have an enduring relationship that's predicated on trust and communication. That's the person who should give you the benefit of all these wonderful early detection tests and prevention tests. Someone who can help you out if you're putting on a few too many pounds, if you're drinking too much, if you're still smoking, if you're not getting the exercise you need, if the stress of life circa 2015 becomes too much. That's the person who should become your health partner and make sure that you stay well. And if the day occurs that you do develop a condition, that's the person that should spot it as being something out of the ordinary, who can direct you to experts, specialists, with the requisite expertise and experience and skill to manage that condition and help you make decisions that might be some of the most consequential determinations you make in your entire life.
In addition to the role of the primary care physician, and we'll talk in a little bit about how to find one and choose one, the other thing that you talk about consistently through the book, but right from the start, is the importance of your own medical records. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? Why and how is that important?
Physicians are the only respected experts in our entire society that are routinely asked to render judgment and provide services on incomplete information. Investment bankers, lawyers, advisors of all sorts need to know all the information about something in order to be at the top of their game. Yet physicians frequently are compelled to make judgments with incomplete information, so they make more mistakes. So if, for example, your PSA has been gradually going up over time, it'll be really important for your doctors to know that. If your cholesterol is going up a couple points every year, that matters. And if you develop a particular condition, knowing the history behind it will be very helpful.
And you also talk about it in the book as painting a whole picture of the patient as opposed to a specific this or a specific that.
A lot of the mistakes that happen in medicine are because the physicians don't have complete pictures of the patient. Let me give you an example I talk about in the patient's playbook. It was a woman who was in her late 80s. She was in an assisted living facility. She had had a hip replacement a couple of years ago, about 15 years ago to be precise, and it was causing her pain. She went to an orthopedist who was recommending an immediate replacement of that hip replacement, which is a pretty tough surgery for a woman of her age, and she was dreading it. She ended up collecting all of her medical records, going to a different orthopedist who saw in the medical records the cause of the problem. She was actually blind in her right eye, and every time that she was talking to somebody on her right, she was twisting her body in a way that was causing pain in her hip. So rather than replace her hip again, this insightful orthopedist said, "How about we do this? Every time you're talking to somebody on your right, just point your right foot in that direction. You won't be twisting." And lo and behold, the pain went away without the need for surgery. It's so important to have each physician who's attempting to give you the best care to have comprehensive and detailed knowledge about your entire health status.
And the other point you make with regard to medical records in the book is it's not only important for your healthcare providers, but it's important for you as a patient to get your own picture of yourself.
Right. That's your history, and that will foreshadow your destiny. You know, one of the things that I do, I travel a great deal, and I frankly do not think it is safe to be traveling, certainly not outside the country, without having your medical records with you. So I've downloaded my medical records. I put them on a USB drive. I put it in my wallet. I have it with me just like I have my cell phone, my credit cards, and my ATM card. Because if the God forbid should happen and I look the wrong way in London, I pull a ligament playing tennis in Mexico, or I catch Montezuma's revenge in whatever country I might be in, it'll be helpful for those physicians to know the medications I'm on, my overall health status, the allergies I have, and everything else.
So we've got our records together. We've committed ourselves as a patient to finding using a primary care provider. We've, and particularly in the last year or two, given the new Affordable Care Act that's in place, there's a lot of formerly uninsured people now with health insurance for the first time. They may or may not have any kind of an established relationship with a provider that they've been seeing. How do I find a primary care provider if I'm looking for one? What should I be thinking about?
That's a good question, and it's a very important question. And having a strong relationship with a primary care physician can help keep you out of the emergency room, keep you healthy, reduce costs, and improve your overall health status. So let me give you the three-step process I recommend for finding that person. Step one is to take out a piece of paper and write a list of the things that are most important to you in a primary care physician. They be in network. They speak the language that you're most comfortable in. They have an organized office. They have after-work hours or weekend hours so that you can get in. It's proximate to where you live. Good bedside manner, whatever the terms might be. Step two, talk to family, friends, neighbors. See who they like. If you have a physician in your life who you do like, ask them who they use as their primary care physician. And that typically turns out to be a very good link to somebody who's going to be good for you. So, for example, a lot of women have relationships with OBGYNs who they like. You can ask your OBGYN who they use, and that might be a good person for you to consider. Then check out on some websites that are easy to find. I give sites in the book.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information about. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, whether the physician has any administrative actions against him or her, make sure they're board certified, and then call them and schedule an appointment to have a consultation to see if they might be the doctor that you want to establish a long-term relationship with.
And one of the points you make is when you go in for that first appointment, you're not necessarily going in for an exam or anything. You're going in as if you're interviewing to hire somebody.
Good point. Just as you would with a lawyer, an accountant, a babysitter, a nanny, or anybody else who's going to be providing a service to you. Now, in some communities, the physicians don't have a practice of doing that, and that's okay. And if that's the case in your community, what I suggest is the next time you've got a rash, you need a flu shot, you need a checkup, go to one of the physicians on your list and get two things done at the same time. Get that condition treated and freight into that discussion a conversation about whether this is a physician who is somebody who should be your long-term enduring primary care physician.
Then the final section of chapter in this first section of the book talks about the role of a support team that you put together. We've talked a little bit about the role, and again, we're just merely scratching the surface of what's in your book. So, you know, people want to dig deep on this. Your book is a really good go-to source on all of this. But there's something you talk about that's a support team that is separate and distinct from the primary care provider himself or herself.
One of the most wonderful things about human nature is the way human beings come together at times of need and help one another. And one of the most extraordinary things I've been able to witness personally is when somebody who has a significant disease has assembled a support team, quarterbacks, if you would, to help him or her get through the condition. Most everyone I know who has a child has gone through the difficult determination of figuring out who the custodian or guardian would be for that child if the awful, unthinkable would occur and both the husband and wife would perish for some reason. It's far more likely that one of you is going to develop a medical issue. And if you do, you're going to need people to support you. What is the role that those people will need to play? Someone will need to support you emotionally because the roller coaster of good news and bad news over time with a tough condition is hard to navigate solo. Somebody's going to need to support you doing online research to learn about your condition. Someone else to help you logistically, setting up appointments, making sure that medications are refilled and everything's happening on schedule. And perhaps someone else can support you clinically who can really dig in and understand everything that's available to you. Sometimes it's one person that can do all of that. Sometimes it's a collection of people. There's a wonderful illustration of this that I became familiar with, a woman named Anne, had a tough case of ovarian cancer. And she assembled about 20 of her friends in a highly organized way. They called themselves Anne's Angels, and in every respect, they were absolutely magnificent angels. This group of 20 women supported Anne through her seven-year valiant battle against that terrible disease. I don't believe she would have made it that long without them. Many of them didn't know one another before they joined Anne's Angels. They became fast friends, and even though Anne succumbed to her condition a couple of years ago after her long and valiant fight, that group of women still get together to think about their lost friend. They run in the races. They go on the walks to raise money for ovarian cancer, and it's enriched and strengthened their lives as well. It's a beautiful thing that people can do, and it's a really essential piece to getting through a tough condition in this very complex and difficult healthcare delivery system.
And you talk for the support team, whether it's one or more people, about the characteristics that you should be looking for in this sort of person beyond just the functions that they would play.
Yeah, you need to have somebody who you trust, who you know, who's going to have the time, who's a good communicator, and is going to stay with you. When you get sick, you're vulnerable, and change becomes more difficult. So you really need somebody who's prepared to make that commitment, who you're going to trust and become your partner. And all of us in life have people who meet those specs.
And you talk about the skills that you need them to have, too.
And they vary. So, for example, you know, I'm blessed. I have a number of people in my life who, as soon as I pick up the phone and I say, hello, Mark, they say, what's wrong? Because they sense the different timbre in my voice. That's somebody who's wired to me emotionally. That's the person who you want to ask to provide you the kind of emotional support you're going to be. And I can think of people in my life who are the most compulsive researchers. That woman in college who was in the library the whole time, that buddy of mine who knows every single baseball statistic, stays online all the time. Those are the kinds of attributes you want someone who's going to give you the clinical and intellectual support to make sure that you can understand what you need to about the nature of the disease that you have and the treatment options that are available to you. And then there's the other characteristic. You know, we all go to someone's home and we're all awed in certain homes as to just how orderly everything is, whether it's the kitchen cabinets or the newspapers next to the sofa in the living room. That's someone who is born to be ordered and have things all lined up, a neatnik, if you will. That's the person you want to help manage the logistics for you, because that's the person who's got the innate skill set to do that. And you might find all those skills in one person, but you might divide it up into other people. But the point here that I'm trying to make, and I think it's an important one, is think now, before that fateful day comes, as to who in your life you'd want to serve those roles, and maybe be so bold and forward as to approach them now, just as you would when you needed to ask someone to become a guardian for your child in that worst of all circumstances, and see if they might be prepared to do it. And if you do that, you'll strengthen the relationship with that person. You'll have an additional source of stability and support in your life, so that if that fateful day ever comes, you'll know who to turn to and who will be there for you.
We're talking with Leslie Michelson, author of The Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. We've been talking about the first section of his book about getting prepared and being ready to be a patient should something happen. We're going to take a pause now for a moment. We'll come back in a little bit and take a look at the second section. And we're back here live in studio. I'm Mark Hannay with my co-host, Catherine Davis. We're here to ask you for your support for WBAI, the station you listen to all the time, I have no doubt. And we're focusing today on two books that we're offering for your financial support for the station. One book is The Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love by Leslie Michelson. We were just listening to the first part of an interview I conducted with him last fall when the book first came out. And the second book we're offering today for as a thank you gift for your contribution is The Healthcare Survival Guide, Cost-Saving Options for the Suddenly Unemployed and Anyone Else Who Wants to Save Money. Both of these books are available for a contribution today to the station of $75. Please go to your phone, make that call, 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. Or you can go online,
to give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2wbai.org, and make your contribution there and select this package.
And again, that number is 516-620-3602. Remember that this, we are offering you today, it's a somewhat limited offer, so don't hesitate to make that phone call if you really are visionary and see how much of a difference this can make for you. The Patient's Playbook is an essential guide to the most effective techniques for getting the best from a broken system. Now, that's really saying a lot.
It's a lot packed in that sentence, yes.
A lot is packed into that sentence, but I think we can all feel the truth of it and how difficult it is to navigate the system,
yes,
the healthcare system, you know, even with all the changes that are coming about,
right,
as a result of
And
Obamacare.
Those are complicated, too.
Yeah, so it really is going to help to be able to navigate this system when you have this kind of insider advice being offered to you by the author of this book, Leslie Michelson, The Patient's Playbook. And we're also offering, in combination with that, the Healthcare Survival Guide, cost-saving options for the suddenly unemployed and anyone else who wants to save money. And I think that this book was written, I think, before Obamacare, but it's still very relevant.
Yeah.
Because no matter what Obamacare may say about everyone having health insurance, not everybody can afford to really do that because there is a cost attached to it.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people who are unemployed or self-employed do not have that insurance,
yeah,
even in spite of the law.
Yeah, you're exempt from the requirement to carry coverage if it's deemed a financial burden,
yeah,
over a certain percentage of your income, then you're allowed to opt out of the mandate. You're still uninsured, however, mm-hmm, unfortunately.
Yeah, because you'll be in that in-between space where you're earning too much to get assistance,
right,
but not earning enough to pay for your own health insurance.
Right.
So mm-hmm, it really, that leaves you in with two options. One, to do this kind of research and preparation,
right,
and also to stay healthy. There is that option.
Yes, exactly.
Which is an important option, and that's why the program on Food Matters was so powerful. For those of you who want to take that option of doing
from last
being
week's
healthy.
Program.
Yeah, that, people can still pledge for that.
Yes, exactly.
Today we're focusing on Patient's Playbook and Healthcare Survival Guide, and that pledge of $75 is really a bargain, if I have to say so.
Yes.
It's certainly less than either of these were pledged for at the outset of the offer for these premiums, and now we're putting them together for you for that $75 pledge when you call the number 516-620-3602. And there's certainly a lot more information than we're going to be able to cover on today's
sure
program.
Yep.
So when you get the book, you'll really be able to dig into it and begin to build your preparation. It's like anything else. You want to prepare for the potential of disaster and whatever form that may take. But when you have your records together, when you have taken the steps to find the right help, the right physicians, it's very powerful, and you can begin to enter that system. You could even become one of these helpers that Leslie
right
was talking about.
Right.
Do you have someone in your life that needs help negotiating the healthcare system? For you could be that person,
right,
and this would be the guide for you to do that. It's only a $75 pledge when you call that number, 516-620-3602.
Yeah, I'm looking here through the Healthcare Survival Guide, the table of contents, the chapters that are offered. There's the introduction, and then there's talk about a lifeline to healthcare survival, which kind of frames the whole book. Then there's and it's not a particularly long book. It's really much more of a hands-on how-to guide. Then there's a section all about COBRA, which is a program that's available to people who become unemployed, mm-hmm, where you can take your employer coverage with you for a limited period of time. There's a chapter on various government programs, Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth, how to comparison shop for insurance coverage, which is always a challenge. Mm-hmm. Although the good news is under the Affordable Care Act, things have gotten a bit more standardized, so it's a little less complicated than it used to be. But that said, there's still a ways to go. There's a chapter on little-known cost-cutting strategies. a chapter on how to manage in, your medical bills and kind of search for assistance on those. The best ways to get drug discounts or get them for free if you need them. How to take charge of your health overall, and then this issue of health advocacy, having a person or persons working with you as your advocate as you try to negotiate your way through the healthcare system. And then the role of advocacy in action, which looks at, I think, advocating for systemic change to make the system work better for patients overall. So it's a really good, useful book.
And that number is 516-620-3602. So in essence, you're pledging, and rather than having two separate pledges, we've put them together into one pack for one very reasonable request of $75 to support WBAI, because that is essentially what we're doing. We're working towards the survival of WBAI so that this radio station will continue in strength to be able to bring you this information. And certainly Mark comes to you on a regular basis talking to you about health policy and what's available and what are the challenges and what are the change and what the advocacy is for health policy. So this is very consistent with that work, and we want you to be able to support that so it can remain ongoing here at WBAI, because you tune in and hear all the updates here on Health Action.
And if I can return the compliment, you often bring us segments that look at our health kind of personally and particularly holistically, to kind of keep ourselves healthy, as you were saying. Yeah. And as we talked about in last week's program, where we focused on the Food Matters DVD and the Food Matters Detox Guide, and kind of keep yourself as healthy as you can so that you can avoid the healthcare system, but nevertheless, there are likely going to be circumstances that are going to arise where you're going to need health care.
Absolutely, or emergency care if an accident occurs. And certainly, if you manage to keep yourself on the up and up, we have loved ones who are going to need that assistance.
That's true.
So there's always going to be need for this kind of information to be able to negotiate the system to our best advantage. And that's what we want for you. So please do call 516-620-3602. And it is a $75 pledge of support for the package. It is the Patient's Playbook and Healthcare Survival Guide 2-book pack. For your pledge of $75, when you call that number, 516-620-3602. Do you want to play a little bit more of the interview?
Sure, but let me just give folks a little bit of a heads up. Unlike usual fund drive specials that we bring you here on Health Action that are normally 2 hours, we're only here for an hour today. So now is the time to make your pledge to the station, because we have about 25 minutes yet to go, and we need your support. So don't wait till the end, because there won't be an end 2 hours from now, or an hour and a half from now, I guess I should say. We're doing kind of a compressed, condensed program today to get your support for the station. So now is the time. Please go to your phone, 516-620-3602, for the package today of the Healthcare Survival Guide and the Patient's Playbook. So, yeah, let's go back to the interview that I did with Leslie Michelson. Now, it was on the second section of the book that's on experts and emergencies. And because we have a condensed period of time today, we won't be able to play that full section of my interview with him, which goes about 20 minutes. But we can bring you maybe the first half or so to give you a taste of what that's all about. And this is kind of gets into, once you prepared yourself, which is what we talked about in the first section of the interview, what happens when reality strikes and you do need to engage in the healthcare system and how to make that all happen. So let's go to the first part of this interview. Second half of the interview with Leslie Michelson, author of The Patient's Playbook.
Welcome to Health Action Special.
Okay.
We're now back with our second part of the interview with Leslie Michelson, author of The Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love.
I'm Mark Hannay.
Leslie is the CEO of Private Health Management, a firm in Los Angeles, and years-long expert in medical case management, and he's written this book to kind of help us regular everyday patients understand and utilize the knowledge and wisdom that he's developed over the years. The second part of the book is a section that's about using experts and dealing with emergencies. It's called Experts in Emergencies. When a potential crisis looms, how to get to the bottom of the problem and the top tier of medical care, plus how to handle yourself in an emergency room. This was really an interesting how-to section, and we'll walk through chapters that make this up. The first chapter in this talks about the whole issue of over-treatment and how it can be just as dangerous as under-treatment. You talk a little bit about what's the basic concept here. There's been a lot of research out on this, by the way, in recent years.
Yeah, it's a very frightening prospect. If you look at the major medical and surgical procedures, virtually every study that has reviewed them has shown that between 20 and as much as 40 to 70% of these major expensive medical and surgical procedures are done for reasons that are either equivocal, which is to say it's not really necessary, or reasons that make it entirely inappropriate and therefore counterproductive. Let me give you a statistic that always troubles me. Most of the studies show that about 30% of everything that's done in medicine is unnecessary or counterproductive. So each and every one of us needs to be cautious in our desire and our zeal to get an intervention for what ails us, that we not fall prey to the predisposition that certain physicians and facilities have for doing really more that's necessary, because in medicine, more is not always better. Every intervention carries risk.
So we've got a primary care provider in place, and now something comes up, and we turn to the primary care provider, and what should start happening at this point? So we protect ourselves against this issue of overtreatment, but at the same time, we also don't want undertreatment.
You want to get the right treatment. And some of the lessons and the tips and the tools I give in the patient's playbook can give you and everyone the confidence that you're getting the care that you need when you need it from someone with the requisite expertise and experience for whatever you need. So it starts with a primary care physician who should be referring you to an expert in a particular realm. Say you've got some joint pain, you're having some fatigue, it might make sense to make a referral to a rheumatologist. We tell the story in the patient's playbook of Jennifer, a patient who had sequential joint pain, her hips, her knees, her shoulders, her fingers. She was getting terrible fatigue at times, and there wasn't any real explanation for it. She had her primary care physician who had sent her to a bunch of specialists, but frankly had never integrated all the input from them. And over time, she finally got to a strong rheumatologist who recommended, who, as upon seeing her and looking at her hands and listening to her symptoms, explained to her that you've got an autoimmune condition, and it turned out she had psoriatic arthritis, the same thing that Phil Mickelson has, which was the single explanation of all these seemingly disparate symptoms. Now, the sadness about that is, had she been diagnosed 10 years earlier, when the symptoms had begun, she wouldn't have had the irreversible joint damage that now is continuing to cause her pain. So when this works right, a properly managing primary care physician will send a patient to a specialist in a realm. You'll get a specific diagnosis, and then it's important to go to a physician who is deeply steeped in exactly that diagnostic entity. You see, there are very few things in life more complex than human biology. Mother Nature has reserved her most majestic accomplishments for the human being. We are such complex structures. Second point, biomedical research is going forward at an accelerating rate. There are new discoveries, better ways to diagnose, better ways to treat across all of medicine. And the combination of those two things makes it virtually impossible for any physician to be expert in a lot of different things. So if you get a diagnosis, like Jennifer did in the book, of psoriatic arthritis, it's important not just to be with a rheumatologist, but with one who's got expertise in psoriatic arthritis. If you develop MS, you can't just be with a general neurologist. You should find someone who's an expert in exactly that. Because when you do, everything gets clearer. And it can feel like it's hard to find that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not that hard. I'll give you a tip. It's in the book. There's a terrifically simple website called expertscape.com. It's free. All you need to do is go onto the website, expertscape.com, put in the name of the disease that you've been diagnosed in, and it will immediately present to you all of the physicians and hospitals that have been involved in publishing the most important work on that disease. You can click on your city and immediately have it come up with which physicians have done the most work in your city, and you can then contact them because the contact information is there. It's as easy as it gets And it can be such a consequential difference. The first story we tell in the book is of a woman named Catherine, diagnosed with a terrible condition called Churg-Strauss. Very rare autoimmune condition in which your immune system starts to fight and destroy and attack all of your organs. And it's ultimately fatal. It's a terrible diagnosis. Fortunately, it's very rare. She'd been treated for years for this condition, but when she finally decided to find an expert in exactly that disease, she got connected to a physician by the name of Michael Wexler through the process I've been talking to you about. And when she got to Dr. Wexler, who was practicing at the time at Harvard, what Dr. Wexler told her is, you know, you don't have Churg-Strauss. I know everything about Churg-Strauss. What you have is a bad case of asthma, and you're on a lot of medications for Churg-Strauss. You don't need the medications because you don't have that diagnosis. So what he did over a couple of months is gradually backed off most of those medications, and the symptoms that she was having were all side effects of the medications, and got her down onto one single medication, some prednisone, and she was managed successfully. She has been for years now on 2.5 to 5 milligrams of a steroid called prednisone. She's feeling better. She's more energetic. She doesn't have the side effects. And as importantly as anything else, she doesn't feel like she's dying, because she isn't. That's the difference it can make. Transform your life.
And we're back in studio.
What a powerful story.
Exactly. And the book is full of it. And he mentioned one website there, but there's a whole slew of websites that he talks about mm-hmm. here in terms of finding those experts and how you do that, finding the right hospital, how to find someone who actually does research and knows the particular medical condition mm-hmm. inside and out. It's really useful, and I'm sorry that we don't have time to get into all of that, particularly the section that would be coming up about what happens when you get to an emergency room, because that can be a little
That's another chaotic. Daunting task. Exactly. But people can pledge and receive the book itself, yes. and the information is there. The number is 516-620-3602. We're asking for your pledge of support in the amount of $75, and we thank you with a copy of The Patient's Playbook by Leslie Michelson, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. And in combination with that, we also have the Healthcare Survival Guide, cost-saving options for the suddenly unemployed and anyone else who wants to save money. And we are putting those together in a package. This is an all-new combination, the first time offered in this way. And it's somewhat limited, so make that phone call, a $75 pledge, when you call 516-620-3602.
Yeah, we're limited on time today. We're only with you an hour for this fundraising mm-hmm. special versus the normal 2 hours that we often come to you with specials like this. And we're limited in terms of these are premiums that have been offered before that listeners have responded really well to. And mm-hmm. we've got some copies hanging around here at the station that we want to make available to you. We don't want them taking up dust here. We want you to get the use out of them. So,
exactly.
And you can help the station at the same time. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. So please go to your phone. The pledge line number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Or you can go online to the website, give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2wbai.org. You can make your pledge there and select this package today as your thank you gift. It is a package of two books for a pledge of $75. It's a good deal for both of these books for the station.
Yes, 516-620-3602 is the number to call, and it's only a $75 pledge of support. Remember that you can offer that pledge by using your cards, your credit or debit cards. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order, and there's always the option of paying in installments. Maybe you want to pay in two installments so that it won't be a challenge for you, but you are still able to accomplish the goal of helping the station and also empowering yourself, because that's really what this program is about. It's about self-empowerment and looking ahead to be able to prepare for what might be a disaster, but also to save yourself from the disaster of being misdiagnosed,
right,
as we heard in that story, or maybe being diagnosed early enough to make a significant difference in the outcome. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
To wait 10 years to finally find out that you've either had been misdiagnosed or not diagnosed is a long time. That's a lot of suffering.
Yeah, he does go on in the interview talk about one situation where tells another story. And again, the book is full of these personal stories that I think really help us understand things better. It's not just dry text. It's mm-hmm. the personal stories, which are very moving. And he talks about one patient who was kind of permanently compromised her health and well-being because she didn't get the right diagnosis at the right time.
Mm-hmm. And this is why this is such a powerful book, because it begins to allow us to prepare ahead of time so that we can negotiate and navigate these pitfalls in the healthcare system. It's only a pledge of $75. We're only going to be here for a little more than 10 minutes, so please don't hesitate. Make that call, 516-620-3602. And I feel assured that this is something that we need, or there's someone in our life that this will make a significant difference for. So be that forward-thinking person and make that pledge of support to WBAI, $75, when you call 516-620-3602. And it is a package that includes the booklet, Healthcare Survival Guide, Cost Saving Options for the Suddenly Unemployed and Anyone Else Who Wants to Save Money, in combination with the Patient's Playbook by Leslie Michelson, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. And we care deeply at this radio station, and certainly on Health Action, about this cause. That's a lot to do with the mission of what we do. We want to make it possible for us all to have healthy, productive lives that we can enjoy.
Right. A lot of the health programming here on WBAI, yeah. And I must say that WBAI is unique among radio stations in terms of the health programming that mm-hmm. it does offer. The fact that we offer a significant amount of health programs, which
and
a lot
some
of
diversity to those programs.
Exactly.
As well.
And it's not a program that's oriented particularly toward selling a particular product. Mm-hmm. It really looks at the issues, and both the personal issues as well as some of the broader public issues that are involved. So it's really unique, and we need your support to keep bringing you those kinds of programs like Health Action, Health Cetera, and the other programs that you hear on
WBAI. Take charge of your health. I mean, it's amazing what we have here, and we need for you to support that with your phone call, 516-620-3602. I would like to give them a taste of the last part of this interview, because
sure.
we're getting down to the wire. So maybe we can offer 5 minutes of that.
Sure. And
but
this is the third section about
calls.
What to do when a serious illness strikes. Get to the what he calls, he has this concept he talks about in the book, the no mistake zone, so that you set everything up and really minimize any chances of kind of things going wrong by taking four steps, which sets up this thing so you're ready for what he calls intensive case management. So we'll give you a little taste of that.
And welcome back to Health Action Special on the Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. The book is authored by Leslie Michelson, CEO of Private Health Management and a longtime medical case management expert. I'm Mark Hannay, a member of the Health Action Collective that brings you this program every week here on WBAI. In the third section of the book, Leslie, it's called What Do You Do When a Serious Illness Strikes? And the key concept here in the book is something called intensive case management. Before we get into that in particular, maybe you could sort of lay out the general concept of what's meant by that term.
Sure. When people get a tough diagnosis, cardiovascular condition, back pain that people can't figure out, cancer, an autoimmune condition, it turns out that there's a structured process to use that everybody can use that can ensure that you're getting the very, very best care. And it took me years to figure this out. And once I figured it out, I wanted to share it with everybody so everybody could benefit from it. Because when you get that tough diagnosis, people get paralyzed. They don't know where to turn. They don't know how to decide. They don't know what to do next. And what I wanted to do in the book, one of the reasons I wrote it, is to give everybody a set of guidelines and sequential steps that literally everyone can follow so that they're on a path to developing a plan that will get them the best outcome.
So the first step in this process you call immersion. Immersion in what and how?
So what the immersion step is to get grounded and make sure that your physicians are grounded in everything about your illness. So it's a two-way. You need to collect your relevant medical records, organize them, summarize them, and ensure that your physicians have them so that they don't have to, because they're not going to have the time generally, to go through a long history or ask you to remember things that you might not be able to remember. So your medical records belong to you every bit as much as your laundry does when you bring it to the dry cleaner. You can download from bunches of websites a HIPAA release form, and your providers will give you your medical records. So it's important to have that so your physicians have full information so they can exercise their judgment and render better care to you. The second part of immersion is for you to become educated on your disease. Some of these names can be intimidating. They're hard to pronounce. They're hard to spell. But there are so many good websites, as I mentioned earlier, that it's incumbent, I think, on every single person with a tough diagnosis to take the time to go into the internet and download information, talk to people to learn about your disease. Because if you do, you'll be able to get ahead of it. You'll be able to regain control of your destiny, and it will be your decision-making that will be most important. So that's step one, information to educate your doctors, information for you. Step two is a critically important step that few people realize goes awry so often, and it's called diagnosis. The Institute of Medicine 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., published a report showing that we lose about 100,000 lives every year in the United States of America to diagnostic error. They attributed about 10% of all the deaths in the country to diagnostic error, which might be a delayed diagnosis, an incomplete diagnosis, or simply a frankly wrong diagnosis. I've sadly been involved in the past couple of years in a handful of cancer cases where people, before I got to them, had been diagnosed and treated for the wrong cancer, treated with tough chemotherapy and other things, in which the side effects of the treatment are not dependent on what cancer you have, it's just because it's in your body, but the benefits are limited to it being lined up with the right cancer. So those sorts of things happen. The carpenters taught us this. I used to do carpentry when I was a kid in New Jersey, and one of the first lessons I learned from this master carpenter was measure twice, cut once, right? And that's with a 2x4. We're talking about your life. So if you get a tough diagnosis, I believe it's essential to get that diagnosis confirmed independently by someone who is a narrow and deep expert in exactly that disease.
And we're back in studio here, Mark Hannay with Catherine Davis. We're finishing up a special we're bringing you today about the Patient's Playbook, How to Save Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love by Leslie Michelson, who's the CEO and founder of Private Health Management, a firm in Los Angeles, and has a long career as a patient advocate in the healthcare system. We're offering this book to you today for your contribution to the station of $75. And we're throwing in an extra book called The Healthcare Survival Guide, Cost-Saving Options for the Suddenly Unemployed and Anyone Else Who Wants to Save Money. So you can get both of these great books, very useful books for you, for yourself or a family member who might be having to use the healthcare system for your pledge to the station. You can go to the phone right now. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. We need your support. Now's the time to go to your phone for these thank you gifts for a pledge of $75. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Or online, the website give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2, wbai.org.
And if you are as impressed with this work as I am, you're beginning to recognize how important these considerations are. And they're things that we can't really think about when we're in the throes of an emergency. Or if it's yourself that you're taking to the emergency because you're in some kind of pain. Or if it's you've been reached this, you've given this diagnosis. Losing my thoughts. If you've been given this, you get plunged into a state of fear and confusion. And that is not the time to try to navigate all these issues and all these questions. It's the pre-preparation that makes all the difference in the world. Like any other kind of emergency preparation, this is something that is so valuable it can save your life. Make that phone call, 516-620 3602. It's a $75 pledge. It's a two-book package, The Patient's Playbook and the booklet, Healthcare Survival Guide. There's two books for your pledge of $75. Don't hesitate to make that phone call. You're going to learn a lot. Why having the right primary care physician will change your life. Three things you can do right now to be better prepared when illness strikes. The 10 must-ask questions at the end of a hospital stay. How to protect yourself from unnecessary and dangerous treatments. Ways to avoid the four most common mistakes in the first 24 hours of a medical emergency. Now, these are things we need to know ahead of time, so make that phone call, 516-620-3602, for your pledge of $75. You receive both The Patient's Playbook and the Healthcare Survival Guide.
We've got about a minute to go, so now is the time to go to your phone and make a pledge to the station so that you can receive these two books as thank you gifts for your support for the station. Keeps the station on the air, enables us to bring you Health Action every week, where we try to cover the waterfront on all kinds of health and healthcare issues. Now it's time to go to your phone. The number is 516-620-3602, or you can go online. The website is give2wbai.org. The number give2wbai.org. Again, for the package today, we're offering The Patient's Playbook by Leslie Michelson and The Healthcare Survival Guide by Martin Rosen and Abby Leibowitz. We got coming down to the final few seconds now.
Yeah.
We want to thank everyone who has made a donation during this program today, our one-hour special that we're bringing to you on Health Action. So thanks for everybody. You can keep dialing and keep clicking. These premiums will be available for your support throughout the rest of the fund drive. I'm Mark Hanna, and I want to thank Catherine Davis for being part of the special here today.
And I thank you as well, and I thank all of you who are tuned in and listened to this and appreciate what we're offering you. And thank you for making your phone calls to 516-620-3602 for The Patient's Playbook and the Healthcare Survival Guide 2-book pack.
We'll catch you back here in a couple of weeks when we're back on air with regular programming. In the meantime, thanks for all your support for whatever program, whenever you pledged here on WBAI. It really means a lot to us. Thank you.
Makes a difference. Thank you.
This line ever move?
Someone can't decide which donut.
I just want my 7-grain bread, that's all.
The apple pie is on sale.
The apple pie is from yesterday.
I feel like I'm from yesterday.
What is so hard about picking a donut?
Well, some people don't make snap decisions.
Flip a coin.
Or take your time. I don't mind waiting my turn.
But this isn't just waiting.
It's waiting and waiting and waiting.
I know. That's why I'm sure glad I've got my WBAI.
Be glad you've got your WBAI. Become a member online at WBAI.org.
Welcome to AWARE. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Welcome to the AWARE Show. This is Lisa Garr, and it's so great to be with you all today. Thanks for joining in. You can find out about any of the shows that I do. I broadcast 5 days a week, and you go to my website, which is theawareshow.com, and find out about all the fantastic guests that I interview. We're always talking about transformation, about what it means to improve the quality of your life in any way. Specifically, I talk about brain science, which is one of my favorite topics, or or health, nutrition. Now, there could be the flip side to this is over information. There's a lot of noise out there in terms of health, a lot, and personal development. It's been in existence for years and years and years. Well, my guest today has a way of cutting through this noise. His name is Pedram Shojai, and he just wrote a book called The Urban Monk because of his years and years of as a Qigong master, master herbalist, doctor of oriental medicine. But what he really talks about is how to get to exactly what you have time and energy for and what level of energy you have for at the end of the day to be able to put towards improving the quality of your life and ultimately that level of freedom and happiness that we're all looking for. So that's kind of what his book does, is it cuts to the chase. I love this subtitle here, The Urban Monk, Eastern Wisdom and Modern Hacks to Stop Time, Find Success, Happiness, and Peace. Welcome, Pedram. Thanks for joining me.
Great to be here, Lisa. Hi.
Hi. So how on earth do you stop time? That's the first thing I got to ask you.
Yeah, that's the good one, right? Well, the problem with time as we know it is there's the agreed-upon convention of time, which is, you know, I'll see you at the coffee shop at 4, I'll, you know, drop off my kids at 7, and all these things that really work well for us to kind of coexist as a society and, you know, make things on time and you know, have agreed-upon meetings. And so we live by that. But our internal time and the quality of time as we experience it is variable. And so one of the easiest ways to modulate time is to take a deep breath, drop into your lower abdomen, and really pop in the clutch. Because we're constantly spinning, we're constantly moving, we're constantly bouncing around in this like river of time, and we have forgotten, or most of us have never even really been taught, how to stop and check in with ourselves and access our consciousness in a way that allows us to just kind of step out of the march of time and breathe into that, like, that timeless space, which is now. Breathe into that timeless space, which is that place of rest, that place of serenity. I call it drinking from infinity, because it's really in that timeless space that we can catch our breath, regroup, and reorient, and then decide how we're going to engage with time and maybe not be a slave to it anymore. And so, yeah, it takes a little bit of practice, but not that much.
Well, it has to do with, as I said, there's so much noise out there in terms of fad diets and what's the newest yoga pose and clothing to wear and so forth. There's so many things. There's a different diet every single month that comes out. How do you use that sense of inner stillness or that time that you create to decipher through all of that noise?
Great question. Yeah, it seems like you're always going to be behind the next fad something in our culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of this, to me, has to do with the spiritual malady of looking for answers outside of yourself, right? What did the TV host, what guru who just wrote a book is now on the TV host show, and what are they telling me I need to know now,
right?
And it's constantly like just kind of swinging from vine to vine, trying to find somebody out there that's going to tell me the magical thing that's going to solve all my problems. And to me, that's kind of like the better living through chemistry promise of the 50s, which is like, hey, you know, we're going to invent all this stuff, and DDT is all
great. DDT is great,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Oops. And so we're still infected by that a little bit, right? Like we still have this kind of silver bullet mentality of like something out there is going to be invented, or someone knows some ancient Chinese secret that I don't. And I'll tell you what the ancient Chinese secret is. It's the same thing that's been said for millennia, which is come to yourself, wake up to yourself, check in with yourself, and understand what ticks and talks inside of you, and see what works with you and for you. I can tell you right now, if you just stop and pay attention to the meal that you're eating, you'll know if you have a reaction to a certain food or not, right? You don't need to read about
True.
It for weeks. People can pay attention and get a sense of what's working for their body if they're aware of their body, and that's the one thing. It's like the missing ingredient in all this is consciousness, and we just don't water that flower And as we become more unconscious, we become more susceptible to marketing messages, and mm-hmm. we just, you know, fall into this kind of dreary place of trying to find some answer outside of ourselves. And hey, I got to say, that hasn't really been working well, has it?
Well, I mean, let's find out why the brain wants to do that, though. Why does the brain constantly want to achieve or conquer or do things in such a quick, I've got this, move on type of way? What survivalistic aspect is that feeding? Maybe if we discover that, we can find out why we're constantly looking for that silver, and we have that silver bullet mentality.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, let's start by saying, you know, it's a problem-solving device. Like, you could be sitting there thinking, you know, I missed lunch and I have this headache right now and it's really annoying me, and if this stupid headache would just go away. And then you turn the corner and you stub your little toe. And now your little toe is screaming, and you forgot all about the headache. Right? And then your toe gets a little better, and then the headache comes back, or maybe, you know, the phone call came in, or the cell phone bill came in, and we just go from problem to problem with this problem-solving device. And it's really good at doing that, yet we don't know how to triage and stop and see how we're engaged in it in time, so we just stack it all on, and we don't take the time to metabolize. We don't take the time to process and just let, like, if you were to just eat breakfast and then immediately eat lunch and then immediately eat dinner, you'd be bloated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Straight up. But that's how we are with information. That's how we are with our lives. That's how we are with our days. More is better. And if you look at all the efficiency experts and all of the, you know, the studies that have come out about that, multitasking is a joke. Most people who I know get it done and are really good at what they do, do one thing at a time, they nail it, and they move on to the next thing.
Yes, and that's true. That's true. That, and I think that we're more so into, like you said, there's modern hacks when you combine that with Eastern wisdom. So yes, we are in that kind of divide and conquer and then conquer and then conquer mentality. So your mm-hmm. suggestion is, and you just did this, you went through a big book launch and you the Urban Monk, which is your new book, hit the New York Times bestseller list, and it's on its way, and everybody's getting a lot of great wisdom from it, and then you took a break. Right?
Yeah. That's just, it's sane. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, my drug of choice when it comes to that is the mountains, and, you know, I'm an alpine skier. Mm. So, you know, and you know, the irony of that is, you know, you would think, you know, dude's going to go to Maui and, you know, sit on the beach and do nothing for a week and just recoup. For me, I found that that's an okay reset, but for me to get up there and huff some thin air and you know, like, risk my life, you know, skiing between trees and you know, all that, skiing's terribly inconvenient, right? This is not a lazy man's sport. And for me, it really helped me catch my breath and reset and really recalibrate my stress bucket. Because, okay, so you're in this book launch and you have some problems with the website and you have this and you have that. None of that stuff is really life or death. But when you're bombing down a chute with trees on all sides and a cliff over to your other side, you are forced to pay attention.
Right.
And so I constantly put myself in, and I'm not, like, I got small kids at home, I'm not trying to kill myself here, right?
Right.
But
right.
I'm constantly putting myself in situations that force me to wake up and become more alert. And then I also make sure I take enough time for sleep, I take enough time to stretch, because it just makes me better. And this isn't just me. I mean, I've done wellness for 2,200 companies. I have Fortune 100 guys that, you know, have had me on speed dial. And, you know, these results are across the board with high-level achievers, which is, you know what? You got to catch your breath and then stay under your breath, or else. And so, you know, you're a mountain biker, right?
Yeah.
You let your breath get out from under you. All of a sudden, you're going to find yourself on the side of the road panting. Whereas if you kind of stay under your breath and build up your metabolic base, you can be riding your bike all day.
True. Yep. And some days I do feel like that, and some days I don't. I feel like I'm just totally stressed, maxed. I have nothing else to give. And you have two small children, so you kind of know the situation. You know what it means to give all day and then come home and give some more and then not get any sleep and then start the whole cycle over again the next day. Sometimes you don't have a lot of those things in your control. So do you ever have periods where you go really hard and then stop, like you just kind of did? Do you recommend that?
Yeah, well, okay, so everything will find balance in nature, right? Like, so I'm a,
right.
You know, I'm a Taoist by training, right? My whole Kung Fu tradition is from Taoist tradition. It's all about balance. So either that balance is going to catch up with you in the form of some disease, some sort of accident, some sort of breakdown,
yeah.
Or you're going to get it all day. So the way I look at this, the way I've taught this traditionally, and I think it's a metaphor that works with most people. I guess that's why the book's doing so well, is because we all live in a world where we, you know, deal and exchange in money and currency all the time, right? And so if you look at energy as like cash in your pocket, and you start looking at kind of the burn rate of the company that is your life, most of us run our lives in a way where it's like, oh, I can't believe it's only Tuesday. You know, I'm gonna stumble through and make it to Friday. And this weekend, I'm gonna catch my breath. I'm gonna rest. Or, you know, this quarter, I got this break, or I have this vacation, and when I go to Maui, it's gonna solve all my problems. Or when I retire, and we all know that that's just not accurate. It doesn't work because, you know, the kids got soccer and, you know, the birthday party and whatever happens over the weekend, you know, we are so terrible at saying no to things that we don't take that time to catch our breath. Most of us, the ones who do, I mean, that's how they would use their